Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Pardon me?
Okay.
Before Tabul Chacham, So who had, which supersedes what? Say, Frank and the Rishayim, the Ran, the Sarosh, other Rishayim, the Tzuch, the Ritva. Well, everybody asked this question. So that there are different Tarutsim that we have. It means maybe, and the basic mahalach is, in Avada, there's more of a chiyuv to stand up before a Sefer Torah. But what we're saying over here is, how do you know, how would you possibly know what the Sefer Torah, what the Torah means without Talmid Chachamim? In other words, it's just like one big obscure nebulous document. It's one obscure nebulous document. Without the Rabbana telling us, you would have no idea what it's saying. Therefore, our Gemara is saying, commenting Shai, Dekaimi, Mikami, Sefer Torah. But what is Avada, they say for Torah? But you have no idea what the Sefer Torah means, unless the Rabbana come and interpret it. Or, even more, not that you don't have just one nebulous a narrative that's taking place through the Sefer Torah. It means that the Rabbana come and then tell you even things that are even oiker. What it means in the Sefer Torah. How would you know over here? You wouldn't even know. Here you would know. Here the Torah says 40. You need the Rabbanim to come and tell you what the Bir Advarim is in that. They come and they're even accurate. Of course, this touches on a fundamental issue that we have. What is the Pshat? Maybe we see somebody, Imtzat Amol Gizot, I don't want to say his name, in our base of Medrash. But somebody once said, any intelligent discussion must begin with a definition of terms. The one that said it, Shakespeare, once was Zamal Gizot. So he says, so what is Pshat? What's Pshat? Pshat has to fit in the Chayre to the words. Now, what is Pshat? In the Torah, when you read it. In other words, when we, it's very difficult to know. If you were a third grade teacher, and you were teaching Chumash to a class, and you were coming and you said, Arbaim Yakenu Lo Yosef, says you give him 40 Malkus, how would you teach that Pusik? You would teach them 40 means 39? And the kid would tell you, since when does Arbaim mean 39? What are you going to tell him?
Doesn't mean a full 40. I mean,
counting
two-thirds.
I mean, you count the amount.
The next one would be 40.
That the next thing would be 40. Is that the pshat in the pusik?
You tell somebody who's 40 years old has finished 39 years.
Yeah.
39 is 40th year.
Well, look what it's telling you. The rabbanan that's telling you the ilu b'sefer Torah. Look at the kayach. Kaimi sef lo kaimi b'kaimi gavar rabba. The ilu b'sefer Torah k'siv arbayim v'yosu rabbanan batzru chada. That sounds like what? They're not the Asur Rabbanim Batru Chada means. Look at the Kayakad of Rabbanim. You don't stand up before the Rabbanim. The Torah says 40. The Rabbanim said 39.
So what's the right?
What do you mean Rabbanim said 39? I didn't say 39 to say connected the Torah. They're telling you because in the juxtaposition of the words, that's how you read it. So what does it mean? The Rashmos is that when the way you read it, it's 40. The way you read it, it's 40. And the Rabbanim had a drasha, a Yud Gimel Midas, that it means 39.
So what
does that say? You work in Eved Ivri, and he worked for after 6 years. When does he go out? La'aylam. Ba'avado la'aylam. La'aylam means what? Forever. Come to Rabbanim and Darshan. He doesn't work forever. He works till Yaival. If you're teaching a class, and you're teaching on Parshas Mishpatim, what do you tell him when it says Vavada Le'olam? It'll be his Eved forever. So you'll say, no, it doesn't mean forever. It means Yevul. So the little kid in the class is going to say, doesn't mean Le'olam. It's Yevul, doesn't mean Le'olam. How can you tell me it means Yevul? You're going to connect it to the Pshat. Are you able to go connect? How many Tyrus are there? That's the deal. We have a very fundamental thing in Perish HaMikra. In Perish HaMikra, how many Tyrus are there? For example, the Torah says you go and you're chayvel someone, what do you pay? Ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye. That's what it says. Come to Rabbanan through the use of Yud Gimel Midas hermeneutics, and it says it's not ayin tachas ayin. It means the value of an eye, you pay money. So the kid sitting in the room is going to say, what do you mean? It says eye for an eye. What are you coming up with money for? It doesn't say that. So you're supposed to go and wangle it with a sledgehammer and put it into the pussik? Or you say, no, the Torah Shemitzad says one thing. That's one Torah. Then there's another Torah says at Sinai. It's the oral law. The oral law is not always in sync with the Torah Shemitzad. How do we paskin? We paskin like the Torah Shemitzad, not like the Torah Shemitzad. So if that's true, so why did the Torah say Torah Shemitzad that way? The din is not like Torah Shemitzad. Torah Shemitzad is written for a certain standard, what the ideal halakha should be. But it's not necessarily implementable, l'maisa. Maybe you should really have an eye tachas an eye. Huh?
That's what it means?
What it means is you really should lose an eye. What we can't do is we can't conduct society in such a fundamentalist way. The rabbi came and the halakha l'maisa is that you pay for it. But you be aware that when you pay for it, what really should be in an idyllic world is that it should be an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, not to pay. So mice, it's not always like that. Ideally, when an eved goes out, the Torah wants it to be there for l'yoylem. It happens to be in the l'maisa, yoyvol is mafkia that. But when we yoyvol is mafkia, we consider it b'avada l'yoylem. He should get malchus, arbayim.
So what's the
Araisa?
40 is the
Araisa? Again, the Araisa. The din the Araisa is based on Teresh Baal Peh. The Lamaisa, Halacha Shulchan Aruch is based on Teresh Baal Peh. There's a certain dimension that Teresh Baal Peh has that it transcends Teresh Baal Peh. This is a very fundamental issue, how we deal with whether they have to be reconcilable or not. The Gilgud of the Malbim, the whole Malbim is based on this, that it's not like the way I'm saying. The Malbim is based out to show how Chazal fit into the Pesukim. And then there's a whole different approaches to the Malbim. There's a whole different geishas to the whole thing. Since why do they have to shtim? They don't have to shtim. The whole basis of trying to get everything into the Pesukim, the whole thing is folly, somehow. The goyim. Then you have two separate Torahs. And who said that the never and the twain shall meet? There's Torah Shemitzad. The Torah Shabbat Peh. We paskin like Torah Shabbat Peh. There's something to think about.
In a way, yeah.
Because their fundamental flaw was that they discarded the Torah Shabbat Peh. They think we paskin like Torah Shabbat Peh. But it doesn't mean that we don't read it like the Pesukim. Well, the fundamental difference between us and the Tzukim is that we have a Torah Shabbat Peh and we paskin with the Torah Shabbat Peh. The next step is, just because we have Torah Shabbat Peh, does that have to be reconciled with Torah Shabbat Peh? That's a philosophical discussion, but that's in the approaches of Mefarshei HaMikra. That's we find differences. That's a Goyin with a Malbim, with a Ksava Kabbalah. All the people Mefarshei HaMikra from Kadmainim, what their approach is, something to think about, something of what's going on. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Arbaim Shlemus, and Rabbi Yehuda argued, Am Rabbi Yehuda my time into Rabbi Yehuda Ksim Ma Hamakis Hoela Ben Yodecha the Amar Sherkisa Bo Me'avai. There we have, because Rabbi Yehuda had to reconcile the 40th one, where do you put it? And he says between the shoulders. That's not even talking about Anshei Bezdin. That's talking about a Rebbe hitting a Talmud at a expression of love when you hit him. That's what a father and a Rebbe always says. Mine didn't tell me that when they would hit me. They felt better, and in fact that they got all their frustration at him. But the idea, when a Rebbe hits the Talmud, he supposed that's an expression of love, the fact that he cares for him. Ain't him dem el mamakis reisli shtalish loka in lo loka lo. So them are again. Loka in lo loka lo. Or amina. So what do we say here now? Loka in.
Let's go to the next part of the Mishnah.
Where it says, Ein Oimdim El Mamakis Arayis Lehishtalesh, then what does it say? They see that they made a mistake. Ein Oimdim El Mamakis Arayis Lehishtalesh. Amdul Kabbal Arbayin. They evaluated him, that he's able to be able to take the 40. and he took some Balaika mitzvahs, and they saw that he's not going to be able to take it. They're gambling with his life. And they said, what does it say? Lakai, so he's putter. Lakin lay lakalup. Or mean Amdul Kabal Arbayim Bekhazrubi Amdu Shane Khalakabal Arbayim Putter. Here, let's say they did not start giving him the Malkus yet. They evaluated him for a certain amount, and then before it had a chance to start, they realized how frail he was and they made a mistake. There he's also putter, even though they never started giving him Malkus.
Is Malkus a din of kapara?
It's an oinish. That's not a carbon.
No, but it's a kapara.
Yeah, everything. Every oinish is kapara.
What happens if a person is not able to receive any? What happens?
That is a problem. Because it's given as an oinish, but through an oinish, a person gets a kapara. By pattering him from the oinish, you're really depriving him of something. You're depriving him of the kapara that he would get through the oinish.
So there's no kapara.
Yeah, that's the downside of it.
There's no substance.
Yeah. That's good. Good point. Rabbi Tlaitsky is asking. Lachayu, what are you doing? You're doing him a chesed by not giving him an oinish. You're doing a tremendous chayva. How's he going to get his kapara? What are you going to say? That the tour says you have a kapara even without the oinish? That's no better, such a thing. Amrat sheshes lakasha. It makes a difference when they did it. That they reassess what he could take on that very day, or they did it the next day or the day afterwards. Here it shows what this means. You see the Rashi, Braisa, there it says, the first one. The Mishnah speaking be the Lakabel Mem. The first day they did it 40 or 18. The Elkach when they were Chayzer. The Amdu Boy Biyim that he's not able to be the Kabbalet. It's a Giloy when they reassess the whole thing that the original one was a mistake. Came in the Bobiyim Sasru, Kol Masha Amdu. So the whole thing was a mistake. Sharei Zed La Nishtanim. Nothing happened to him in the same day. V'lo Eksish Mishal Muz Lemut. He didn't get weaker in such a short period of time. V'yesh Leimar V'heim Tov B'yim. Therefore, you could say they made a mistake in the Yimid, in the assessment. Therefore, Elko Ki Amdu Tchila V'yar Bayim. V'chazru V'yamdu Bo. And if he got Malkus somewhat, then Enochanami, Patronoso. He went through the indignity of Malkus.
And that's the
Kapar. Then it's not a mistake. It's like they never made the Oymid. And they saw that he's not able to do it, and they saw that he can't do. Therefore, they wait out Shiavri. The same thing happened. But on the other hand, let's say they reassessed him the next day and they saw he wasn't able to do it. Then in such a case, then it could have changed. Once it could have changed, then he could be putter. Then in such a case, he'd be able to be putter. It's the same day. They made a mistake. He's not going to change. They must have made a mistake. They made the mistake medically. In that case, he's not going to be putter. Unless they started the Malkus, but he didn't start the Malkus as if they never did anything. So that's another thing. What about Inu Adin? So Mordechai is asking, I'll see Adin. What do you mean it's the next case? They did it tomorrow. If there's a din of giving him misa the day that they paskin, same thing applies by Malkus. What are they waiting to the next day? That's a nice.
Maybe they got dark.
Maybe they weren't able to do it. They were on Nusim. That's a very nice sign, the Mordechai sign. Hey, Mordechai, you're racking it up the last couple of days. Yes. No, is that true? You mean there's no Inu Adin by Malkus?
I know. Malkus is part of Misa. Kabur is part of Misa. It's part of Nefesh.
It's Malikot Lekula, Malikot Lepalga. That's what you're saying, Yechidish. And then we have a riot to it. Is the din of Inei Adin only by Misa, or is the din of Inei Adin by Malkus too?
By
Mishar. Huh? By Mishar. It's Kamisa Bailam, Kaf Misa Sashar. It's Kamisa Bailam, Kaf Misa Sashar. That's by Misa. That's Misa. Of our Averish, Yeshba, Shnei Lavin, Hamdu, and they were made an assessment for a person that was over two Lavin. So you're asking from the din of Inei Adin. You're asking from the din of from a shar. Again, what's the raya again that there's Inei Adin by the shar? Yeah, the raya from Sanhedrin. Which gemara?
Oh, in the middle. In the that you don't. You have to finish the
Misa Hashar. Oh, Misa Hashar, yeah.
You have to finish the Misa Hashar on that day.
Yeah, yeah, where's this? Here, it's no Dini Adin. Where do you have that?
The Hashar doesn't really have any.
I hear, but how do you know that that's true? Which Gemara?
Misa Hashar.
Which Gemara?
Oh, it wasn't in the
Misa Hashar. Pei Aleph?
No, no, much, much earlier. In the men.
There is that Gemara. Yeah, okay. So we asked the Nekamara what the beer advarments on them. If they did one assessment, like Upatar, Vim Lab, and if not, Vim Lab, like Umisrape, Bechaiser, Velike. If not, then he's Chaiser, Umisrape, and Chaiser, Velike. Again, let's say he had to do two sets, two lavin.
They made one amida.
And they one amida. He's capable of taking 50. He really needs 78. Right? He really needs 78 malchus. He could take 50.
At one shot.
They'll give him 39. And then they'll give him the remainder of the still 50.
Right away.
They'll give him 11. Right away. They'll give him right away. Okay. That's fine. On the other hand, let's say they say he could take 39. He can't take any more than 39. Then in what case? So what do they do then? They wait till he heals and then they give it to him again.
So they want to give part of the second one?
If that they give parts of the second one. In order for it, they could do it. But if they don't give part of the second one... Then they can't start up the second one until he's healed from the first one.
But the physical
and on that the Gemara Batanya ain't I'm dim Batanya ain't I'm dim I'm at echad yishnei lavin. You don't do. You only do one per time. I'm Rosh Hashanah like Kasha. Hadi amduli arba'im v'chada. Hadi amduli arba'im v'tarti. It makes a difference. Remember, it has to be multiples of three. There's a difference if they say you can have 42 or 41. 40 or 41. If they said 42, that has a shem of being Malkus, because it's three into the next love. And therefore, in that case, they would do it right away. Let's say they made an oimid that he could take 41. That's enough. You never do that. You give 39, and then what? Two. You don't give two. You're going to go to make another oimid. There it needs another oimid, and therefore you wait till he heals. You finish up the first one. And then you get the second one. Ketzad Malkus. So how do you do it? What do you do here? When you give a Malkus, what's the process? Ketzad Malkus. You tie him down to the pillar. Halech v'halech, bound on two sides, bent over. Bent over on both sides. Bound on both sides. And then Mechazan Akneses, Echiz B'Gadav, the one who's the Shliach Bezdin, he takes hold of his clothes, and he rips them, he Nikru, he pulls them down, his shirt. If they tear, they tear, Nifrumum. They tear with one tear, or they tear in pieces. Exactly what the chiluk between pre and prima is, as opposed to kriya. To be at different places, the different states, the kriya could be one tear, the prima could be multiple tears. Different cases, what it means. Rashi over here says, Nifrimu kriyab shal tfira. It's along the seams, as opposed to in the middle of the begad. Achu Megalas Liba, until the top from above the waist, his back, his chest, everything is bared. We'll have in the Sunnah Me'achrif, and then there's a stone upon which the one that gives the whipping is stands. Chazanak Neses Haimidolah Baratzil Biyado, he stands on there. The Chazanak Neses, the executioner, not the executioner, I'm talking the whipper. Uritzua Biyado, and he has the whip in his hand. And it's made up Shalego Kfula, a double strap that comes from a calf. Echad, Ishtaim, Ishtaim, the Arba, one that gets folded in two and two to four. Ishtay Ritzua, Shalchamar, Oilus Viardispo. And then, for good measure, there's another two other straps that come from the hide of a chamar. That come from the hide of a chamar. Yada tefach, it has a handle which is a tefach long, or a chava tefach and wide a tefach. Veroisha magi alfi kreso, and it goes till the end of his stomach. Umake also, and he, where, how does he whip him? Shlish milfanup, a third of the designated amount. A third of the assessed amount. He does it in front, and two-thirds in the back, in his back. They don't make it, so they don't whip him when he's standing. He has to be bent over. When he does it, he doesn't give him a little tap. He gives him a zetz b'chol kaychai. And then there's somebody else besides the one that's doing the whipping who's standing there with a chumash. And then if he finishes, and he says, and that's how he ends it. So it's a spiritual experience. The Chayzer, the Tchilas HaMikra, and if he finishes, and they still didn't give him the Malkit, they didn't finish it, he goes back and he says it again. Goes back and he says it again. And let's say he dies. They gave him, they designated, let's say, 18 Malkis. By Malkit number 16, he dies. He's Putter. Let's say he gave an extra one for good measure that he was not authorized to give. Then he's called a Ritzeach B'Shogeg, and he has to go with the Golus.
Why is it a Shogeg?
Why is it a Shogeg? Good point. Yeah, but because he... So the Gemara says it's a Zerayin. The Gemara asks this in Bava Kamma, not here. The Gemara asks in Bava Kamma, and the Gemara says that we're talking about a case where the one that designated him, we're supposed to say number, he was supposed to get, let's say, 23, let's say. And he told them, all right, this is 23, when in reality it was 24. He told them the wrong one. So he didn't do anything wrong.
The one who's calling it out.
The one that's calling the shots called number 23. And he made a mistake. That's a big problem we have here. So it should come out, the chayra, that who's the one that goes at the goals? The Meshaleach, the Chayr should go to Golus. Because the one that did it was a complete Shaygig. Let's say, oh, by Shaygig, you hold the Eishlich and Faravera. Should come out that he should be Chayyim. They break with the Kasha, the Tzais. The Tzais is Ibid of this Kasha. So, Valtzavelskad, the Tzais with the Nasivis are Ibid of this Kasha. That comes out of it. Say, any Tzais holds in different places. If a person's a Shliach and he's a Shaygig, by his Faravera, the Shaygig, the Meshaleach is Chayyim. The Chayr, the Meshaleach is a Ritzayach. Why do we say that the whipper is the one that goes into Golus?
He
goes
into counting too.
Huh?
By Arab Mises Bez, why do they mean that he'll be Sukkim, only by Malkus? Why
do
they
do it here and not
because
of the Pasuk, because of the Kairos Tiyah.
Over here, remember, it does take time. But that's over a long period of time over there, but it's not. That's how I don't know.
They wanted to reform.
Yeah. The amazed, there it's the end. He reached the end of the line. Here he didn't reach the end of the line. Yeah.
Each swing is one or three?
No.
There's more than one strap.
Nah, it doesn't make a difference. That's one. Each swing is one. How about it? The meis tagas yada butter. Haysim loyru to agas the meis harayse kaila yada. Niskalko. Now another critical din that we have here. Niskalko. Let's say he is nizbaza. Bein berei bein b'mayim. He's not able to control himself.
Before they start or in the middle?
In the middle. See what happens before they start. That's how Gemara deals with this. But let's say he had to go have 18 malchus. He's holding by malchus number 3. And he lost control of his...
Sphincter?
What? He lost control of himself. And he went and he lost control. He was either matul meiraglayim or rei. The amount of indignity that he has, the bizayin that he has, compensates for the malchus that he did not have. And he's putter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ho'ish b'rei, v'ho'isha b'mayim. In order for the yeesh to be in his baza, so if he goes and he just passes water, that's not the end of the deal, that's not the end of the world. You know, men go out in the middle of a highway, do it also, does it? An yeesh can't have a bizayin for that. And therefore, if the Isha loses control, then she's putter even b'mayim. But Ish, for the Ish to lose control to be called a bizayim, then he has to be matul rei. That he has to be matul rei in order for this to be true.
Why is it
a bizayim? Well, to finish this, it means that the bizayim. Now, somebody is going to make a tli over here with the Gemaras and Sanhedrin. Rav Yehuda the Rabbanan, Ho'ish. Oish nitla, oish eino nitla. Is she fair when she talks? She talks about harum or not harum, or what is it? Where is it?
What's the level of bizayin?
What, the level? It's the Gemara is making the level of bizayin. That's the level of bizayin. Ish v'isha. My time. I'm shum benikla. Why is it that this plays a role? Because it has part of the role is it has to be nikla, bizayin. And that's all part of the kapar of the malchus. Amar Rav Sheshem Shumar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Minayin l'ratzu shisha legum. How do you know that a ratzu, the strap, is made out of calf skin? T'ksev arbayim yakenu v'samech lay l'zachtim shar b'disha. Of the smichus, we're talking about a calf. Amar Rav Sheshem Shumar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Minayin l'yavam v'shunapla l'vnei mukeshchen. A Yavama falls before someone that's repulsive. No Isha would want to marry. He's a mukeshchin. How do you know that if she puts up a fuss, Shane Chaitmanaisa, that we don't stop her and we encourage him to do chalitza because she doesn't want to marry him? The ksev like saksim shar b'disha v'samik like yesh vachim yachdov. Right next to that. V'am rav sheshim shubba b'lazah b'nazariah kalam avazah es hamayadim. If someone... is mevaze yomim tayvim. It's kilu eved of a skachav. The ksev al hay masecha lo yisatzu lach v'sabach lay yitzchak amatzas tishvar. The Amar Rav Sheshis v'shubah v'lozah ben azayach al amasapar loshan ara. A person speaks loshan ara about someone else with al amakabel loshan ara. Or even if somebody that's mekabel loshan ara. Chol hameid ay desheker. Roy la shlicha l'klovim. If someone does that, he's a speaker of loshan ara. He's made out of sheker. He's ready to be thrown before dogs. Diksev lakelev tashlichud oso, and v'samit lo sis Hashem ashov, kari benami lo sashi. That means also, the lo sashi is the drasha, where a person gives reports about someone else that he slanders him. Shnei ritzu is tadish shokhamar, kiridarish, ha-hugalila, aleidar abchista. Why does the strap have to be shochamar? Also, yada sharka neiv chamar eivus ba'olav Yisrael lo yada amar kadosh baruch hu yavo mi shemaker eivus ba'olav. Let the one who recognizes the trough of its owner, the chamar, come the yifrab and bishenu eivus ba'olav and be paid for the one, punish the one who did not know the trough of its bialim. And the handle, the other we said, is a tefach long and wide. Amar Abai Shmami no kochad v'chad l'fun gabbe yodin and light. Everyone has his own personal custom-made whip, where it goes to the end of his back. Everybody's custom-made whip. Amar Layava and Kain Avishla Ratzuz Tuva. They need a whole room to hold all the whips. How they have someone, they have one size, there's no one size fits all. And this, therefore, they have to have a whole inventory of the whips. No, it's a loop. Adjustable. One size fits all, Taka. And then you looped it off. If a person was taller, then they made it loose. They made it looser. Then therefore they undid the knots. And if he needs it so, if you tightened it, that it should be for a shorter person. One third in front, two thirds in the back.
That's per group?
Per person.
In other words,
let's say it's 18. Let's say they give him 18 malchus. So you give 12. You give 6 lepanov, and you give 12 in his back. How do you know it's doubled over? And we darshan v'hipilo v'hichpilo. Why do you have a right to darshan? In kain lichve kral yateu my pilo shmami notarti. The pilo, for the fact that he used such a lashon as a simon, that you're supposed to darshan the word hipilo, the word hichpilo. They doubled it. And amaka maka v'yado tani rabbanim amidim chazonim. Who are the whippers? The one that goes and inflict the pain of the makis. The big burly people that are looking for, are frustrated with life, and their legal way to be able to go and vent all their frustrations on somebody else? No, not. Ein ma'amidim chazonim el chasei rekayach. They have to be 97 pound weaklings. Those are the people we took, not 250 pound linebackers. The Yisere Madim, and people with that are smart, that they're not going to make mistakes in what they're supposed to do. Rabbi Yehuda Aymar, Afilu Chaseire Mada V'Yaseire Kayach. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even Chaseire Mada V'Yaseire Kayach. Amar Rabba Kabasi, the Rabbi Yehuda Mistabra. The Ksiv, like we find that it says, Lo Yosef Ben Yosef, it has to reiterate the Azhara against him that he shouldn't go and make mistakes. Why does he have to go and reiterate it? Because we're talking about people who are going to do it. The people who don't have any seichel, or don't know. Why do you have to go and reiterate it? You're Mizaris people who are looking for zeros. Huh? People that are Mizaris and don't need it. Those are the people you're Mizaris. The other people are not going to help anyway. When he picks up the whip, he picks it up with both hands. That's the leverage that he'll have. He'll be able to maximize the leverage. When he lets it down and he descends, when he gets the whip, after picking it up with both hands, he gets the best leverage this way. And this way, it'll be able to come down to Teisei. What's the other gear set? It's another gear set. The Teisei Merazia. It'll be able to come down with the full force. Kairi, and then there's somebody else there that reads the psukim. The chashev of the dayanim says, Kairi, Hasheni Maida Vashlishi, the second one counts. Vashlishi Aymar Hiko, and then there's a third one that says, okay, let him have it, Kiko. And then, of course, there's the whipper. So how many people are involved in the process?
Four.
This man Shemake, Merube, Mayrech, if there are a lot of Malkis that they have to administer here, then he's Mayrech in the Psukim. And it says it slowly. This man Shemake, Muetis, where there are only a few Malkis. Mekatzer, then he's Mekatzer, he says it quickly. What do you mean? Here we say, Mashma, you just go and reiterate it. You just go to the back to the beginning of the parsha again. So the Gemara mitzvah l'tzamtzum. It's a mitzvah to try and fit it all in at once. Except the mod seems to him, because of the chilas hamikra. If he doesn't, he said it too quickly, then You go back to the beginning. But you're really supposed to fit the whole thing in once. Okay? Everybody hear this. Tana Rabbana Makkah Rabba. Ainli Ella Makkah Rabba. Maybe it means many Malkas. Makkah Muethis Minayan. How do you know? Maybe the Tamadimer La Yaisa. In Cain, Matamadimer Makkah Rabba. What does it mean, Makarabba? Lima al Rishaina, Shahin Makarabba. Maybe the love of Yosef only applies, Vakum, where there are a lot of Malkus. If there are only a few Malkus anyway, maybe there's no love of Yosef. So, that's not true. It's Makarabba over here. What does it say, Makarabba? Ainli ala Makarabba. Maybe the only time where it's the love of Yosef is only if there are a lot of Malkus. If there are a few, maybe it doesn't apply. All right, it says Makarabba. Makarabba means the great Einish of Malkus. Doesn't refer to the number of lashes that he gets. It doesn't refer to the number of lashes. See the way Rashi says here. Shul Makarabba. See Rashi again? See Rashi over here? It's a little further up. Ainle ala makara, ainle the chayav ala yosef is man that he called makis harbe. Oh, al ha'aymed. Oh, maybe you have to give a lot of extra ones. I feel a shtey makis, so akas be diet. How do you know if you give an extra one or two? No, what's another one or two? It's not a big deal. Minayin di asa la tamud lemer la yosef. La yosef la kaisa la leila minin ha'aymed. Shehu makarabe shenitin la ha'kaisa b'chol kaychay. Cain there, the Rabbi of Lashon Acher, Kibo Rebbe. In other words, that it means it's a great makkah, a great einish of a painful whip. That's what it means, the makkah rabba. But then the hachamina is that maybe you give a lot of makkahs. That's the yosef. How do you know that it refers even a little bit? And that's why we have the chiddush of the yosef. Let's say he's niskalkel, he suffers the indignity of losing control of his waist. Then he's potter. Turn around. Now, somebody asked, they've been asked before, is it only b'makom where they started, or even if they started in anticipation of the makkos that he's about to have, he immediately loses control. Before they even start, he's scared, Pasha's scared out of his wits. Turn around, echad o'ish, echad o'ish, b'rei. V'lo b'mayim, diva Remeir. Remeir holds no one is nisbazit to such a point that he's going to be potter if he merely smatlo meraglayim. Rabbi Yehuda im ha'ish berei v'ho'isha b'mayim. The Rabbi Yehuda says, an ish has to have rei to be potter, and ish can lose control, even in mayim. V'chamim mayim echad ha'ish v'echad ha'ish ha'beim berei v'beim b'mayim. The Rabbanan holds it's much ish. An ish could even be nisbaze more easily, just as easily with mine. I, but Tani Rabbi Huda, I'm Echad Oish, Echad Oisha Berei. Rabbi Huda says Echad Berei. He's the other extreme. Rabbi Huda is the other extreme. Takes an awful lot to be mivaze even an Isha. I'm Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak Shneim, Shav and Berei. They all hold the same thing, Berei. And they're both the same. But he means Echad Oish, Echad Oisha Berei. It doesn't mean that the Ish does not have Bizoyin b'meiraglayim, but they're both common. They both have the same din when it comes to Rei. And Omar Shmuel, now, Kapsu v'ratz mi based in putter. Let's say they bound him and he's standing there, bent over, bound to the Amut, and he somehow breaks loose from the bonds that they tie, and he runs out of Bezdin. But he's putter. Why? That's the Bizoyan. The Bizoyan also, that was the Bizoyan. The fact that he's standing there, or bent over there. I mean, that the Bizoyan that he has, it's Yaitz over that. Meisve, Kala, Bain, Berishaina, Bain, Bishniya, Baitrinoso. We said, let's say he's Mizvaza, he's Mavuza, Bain, Berishaina, Bain, Bishniya, you pater him. Means that he has to go through them. It means that he has to have experience to Marcus, the Pimena.
Being coated she called
Clark. Nisa, what?
Rashi says being coated she called Clark.
Yeah, basically, Kala Bainbury Shaida Bainbury Schneer, Patronoso. Here it says again. So we'll see, it says again. Patronoso. Bain berishayda, bain bishniya. Bain kaidim shehiko, klau. Bain leyaka shehiko, baino rishayna. Hagbar rishayna. Shemakbiya yado lahakas. Even if that happens, he's going to be putter. So what are we saying now again? He says kafsuver atzvesvad meisvei kala bainberi shayda bainberi shniya paitrinosa the nikla karina bain that he already has that he already did that nitzika ritzua let's say the strap snaps the shniya paitrinosa brishayna ain't paitrinosa amai so but we say that why is that any different than ruts we're saying that if he didn't start yet and he ran away. Then what happens? He's putter. So some ruts, achaloi ruts. Over there, if he runs away, then that in itself serves as the bizayin that he's yaitzer. Mashain came the gabiyos when we're talking about over here. It says kalam bein berishayna bein bishniya paitzunasa. If it's nivsika ritzua bishniya paitzunasa paitzunasa. But it's different. Ruts. There's a greater degree of Bizayan than Nitzaka.
Does it make a difference if the Rus is before or after Niklu and Niklu?
No, it wouldn't be. Kapsul of the Rus. Rus is tied up. Tana Rabbanan. Amdu l'kashe yilka. Kala. Amdu. When they evaluate him. L'kashe yilka. Kala. The gear to the Bach. Again. Amdu. Here it says, once he got the Malkus, then, and he, let's say, lost control, then, that then he's Pater. Right? He got the Oynish. He got some of the Oynish. Paitronoso, like she yaitse be bezden. The Paitronoso, like she yaitse be bezden, Kala, Malkinoso. Like she yaitse be bezden, let's say it happened then. Then Malkinoso, but Loyaita Lafilu Kala Betchila Malkinoso, Shnamar Bikol Benikla, Shenikla Shaloka Kvar Bevesden. What do we have here? So Rashi over here says, "Lekashayikla Kala or Lekashayilka Kala." Once he gets the Malkus, then it happens. Perusha, look, Shiloka Yikla, Shamdu Shim Yokuhu. Let's say they evaluated him that if he's going to get Malkus, then he's going to have to be Zoyan. Let's say that Gubu was part of the Oymid. They know what's going to happen. Shamdu Shim Yoka Biadis Kalka Berei. Then Paitranaso, the new thing. Then they partner him immediately. The Pen, Yosef, the Ben Yosef and Ikluxiv. They Nisla Makashi Ikla, Miad. You will, don't give him Malkus, but Makum, where it's finally going to happen. That's Rashi and Rashi learns. Avalam du shalai iskalko. But let's say they made an oymid that he's not going to be niskalko. Adliakar Malkus, then they give him the Malkus, and if it happens, it happens. Kala tchila kaidim shekibil shumaka Malkus is so akrekai. Let's say that happens. It happens. They didn't assess him to be like a tchila like that. If Layyada Afilu Kala Bitchila, the din is you continue to do the Malkus Shenemar Bikol Benikla, Shenikla Kvar the Bezin. In order for the Bizayin to take place, if they evaluate him Lekatchila, that's what's going to happen. He'll be Potter. But let's say they start and then it happens. Then yeah, but let's say before they start, then it happens. They start, it happens, and he loses control then. Such a case, then that's not going to help him. He has to undergo at least one malchus, at least one whipping, one lash. Kol chai v'krisus shalaku nitri v'krisus shenema v'nikla achicha li'aynecha yishaloka reyuki achicha. Zivei Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. If you're talking about chai v'krisus, they get malchus. Once he gets the malchus, he's putter from the krisus. The Amr of Chananya ben Gamliel, my Malavid Aveira, Achas Neitzel Nafsho Aleho. My, if he's ever won Aveira, he can lose his life. Look at Godzilla me the Taiva, Aisa Mitzvah Achas, Alka Achas Kama Vachama Shetinasin Lo Nafsho. How much life he'll be able to have, and what it means, how chashuv it is, even doing one mitzvah. You even see it, like it says, in Nichosu on Fashas Oasis. The Omer Asher Yasa Oisam Ha'adam. The person will do a mitzvah, v'chai b'hem. Where, as a result of that, he will get eternal life. If a person refrains from doing an aveira, he has a taiva, he has an opportunity to do an aveira. He has an opportunity, it's chatam a taiva, to say a certain lashon hara. And he controls himself, but he doesn't do it. You give him schar as if he did a mitzvah. Reb Shimber Rebbe Omer, Harei Omer, Rak Hazak Levilti Achol Adam. Kill Ki Adamu Anefesh. Will be pasuk we have by Dam. Umayim Adam Shenafshul Olam Kasim Men Aparish Men Abekabul Schar. Mad Dam, which is repulsive. Who wants to eat a cold thing? Some blood and ice. Bloody Mary. The real one. Who wants to do that? Who wants to eat it? Some Meshugin goes and eats such a thing with Dam. And yet, what happens? He'll get Bitecha to return to life. The person has a natural natiya for that. That'll be zegah for eternal schar. Rav Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Rotzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakus es Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mezakeh kla Yisrael. Lefikach hir b'lehem tayra mitzvahs. Shinema Hashem Kabait Slaman Sidka Yalvu Tarav Yadir. We'll have time to see what that means. Amar Rav Yechidim Chalukin Olav Chaveira of Chanan ben Gamliel. The Rabbanan argued on that member of Rav Chanan ben Gamliel who said that if he gets Malkis, there's no chorus. They hold there still could be chorus. Amar Rabbanan ben Rab, Amar Yavai Rab Tanina. We learned Ein Bein Shabbos Liyema Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim. Al Shezeh Zayin to be Dayadim, it says Zayin to be Karis. This is the Chi of Karis. The only one is Mises Bezdin. The Misa, if you're going to say that Malkus patters the Karis, Misa Yidi be Dayadim who comes out that each one is penalized. The Einish by both one is be Dayadim. Now you tell me it seems to be a contrast whether it's a Bidei Adam or Bidei Shemayim. Now you can get out of Yom Kippur with Malkus also. Rav Nachman Omer Hamani, it goes like Rav Yitzchak. Of course we have Rav Yitzchak, we know already Rav Yitzchak from the beginning of the Perek. Rav Yitzchak has a unique Shita. Rav Yitzchak holds by Chai Vekrisus, there is no Malkus. Hamani, we don't hold like Rav Yitzchak. But Rabbi Yitzchak held that way. The Amar Malkus b'chai v'krisus leka. The Sanya here there holds there's no Malkus b'chai v'krisus like we learned in Abraisa. The Sanya Rabbi Yitzchak Gomer. Chai v'krisus b'chlal hayu. All chai v'krisus by Arayas were included in the chayaki of Karis that we have by the end of the Parsha of Arayas. In Cain, Shmer v'lama yatsas Karis b'chaisai. So why does the Torah have to reiterate Karis when it came to the Erva of b'chaisai? Lodainai b'karis, the love of Malkus, that she is chai of karis and not Malkus, and that's a binyanah for all chai v'krisus. Mevashim afilu teber rabban zeh yikar zadon b'dei adam by Shabbos. The yikar zadon is b'dei adam, yikar zaina b'dei shamayim. I can get Malkus, you give Malkus, and I'll patter it. But the yikar oinish that there is by Yom Kippurim is karis. And Amar Abba Abba Rabba Amar Abba, because we have what to talk about. What does it mean that Mishnah Ayim Beit Shabbos Yom Kippurim? What about the din of Chiluk Malachas? How many chatos are you over? In light of what we just got finished saying yesterday, that there's no Ayin Chiluk Malachas l'Shabbos, the Ayin Chiluk Malachas l'Yontif. What happens by Yom Kippurim? Is there a din of Chiluk Malachas?
Oh, Shabbos Shabbos.
Remember, Sefachit Karis, how many chatos? He was over five malachas on Yom HaKippurim.
So he was from chatos. Chatos applies in Yom Kippur also.
Rashi said
that the way the Rishon
says yesterday. Yeah?
He was malachas.
Malachas, yeah?
From chatos.
Yeah?
That's from Achaz Mehina, so that should apply to Yom Kippur also.
Maybe.
Rashi said it.
It says chatos. Here it doesn't.
You learn Chatzis Malachas from the Pasuk. Chatzis, that's why the thing is called Malachas to Yom.
Yeah, but what happens by Yom Kippur?
That's the same stuff. That's the limit. Yom Kippur Chayim should be different.
You mean you bring a Rishuvius? So that's the din that we have. What is it? How many multiple malachas on Yom Kippur? Are they multiple chatos or not? That's what we'll see. Right? It's again not a Bavli in Shavuos coming up, but it's Yerushalmi in Shavuos. Amar Rav Adav Rava, Amar Rav Alacha Kerochanani Ben Gamliel, and Amar Rav Yisaman Solik Liela Viyasa Viyomar. Amar Lei Man Solik Liela Viyasa Viyomar. What's that again? Man Salik Leila Vyasav Yomar. How do you know what the Shemayim that decide we have an inside track or something? I'm going to buy. What do you mean? Kind of a question is that? And you know these Kima Bezan Shemayla Yodim. How do you know what was going on in celestial spheres? Man, we see it from Psukim, the way we darsh it. And Amar Abishub, like we find the following. Gufa Amar Abishub and Levi, Shleisha Dvar Maso Bez Bez Shalat Vizkima Daito, Bez and Shel Mai La Yodam Elohim. Mikra Megillah, Shela Shalom, Bishem. The fact that we're able to greet someone with a Shem Hashem, and also B'havas Meister, meaning what? Mikra Megillah Dixiv Kimu V'Kiblu Ayehudim, and we Darshim Kimu L'Maylam Ashikiblu L'Mata, that they acquiesced, they gave the imprimatur L'Mayla to what was done L'Mata Shilu Shalom by Bayaz. We learned it out like the Gemishna says in Brachas Dixiv. Vinei Bayaz Bami Beislecha Vayamer LaKaitzun Hashem Imachem V'Yomer Hashem Imcha Gibar Achayel. Amar v'Yomer, why the second pasuk v'chitema bayas u'diavet midaita mishmaya lo askima al yado tashema v'Yomer Hashem imcha gibar achayo, which implies that the Rebbe Shlom acquiesces to what bayas did and havas meiser diksev. What happens if a person is careful in the mitzvah of meiser, like it says, havias kol amaser el beis sarz to the pasuk in Malachi, al beis avi tarf leveisi v'chaninid al bezayis. It says what? You're able to test me even in the giving Meister whether I reciprocate by giving you a bounty. You're careful, the mitzvah of Meister, I'll open up the skylights of the heaven by and I'll bestow you with bracha ad beli dai. Meaning what? I had believed I Amarab Amarami Barab Achiyimlo until your Sisar Sechem, to your lips wither me Lamar Dai. And Amarab Balazar begin with Makaimet, Safir Ruach Akadish, Vaisdino Shal Shame, Vaisdino Shal Shmuel Ramasi, Vaisdino Shal Shlaima, the Vaisdino Shal Shame, the Xid, like we find, the Ruach Akadish took place, Vayakari Huda Vayamar Tzadkimimani. How did he know me? No Yoda. Dilma keheched the law, the heched yos aliyu legaba, also nami ina shachrina legaba. How did he know? Maybe she was misana with somebody else too. How did he know that it was his child? The tzabaska v'yamra mimeni yotzukvushim, that from me came out all the obscured or the hidden things. All right, we'll pick it up over here. Coming up. Good.
Isha has more desire.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.